Kid Billy got picked on at school for things he couldn't change. He tried his best to play it cool, but in the seventh grade, you either fit right in or you don't fit. That's just the cold hard truth. I wish that I'd have been the friend that Billy never knew. I think it's time to come together, you and I can make a change. Maybe we can make a difference, make the world a better place. Look around and love somebody, we've been hateful long enough. Let the good Lord reunite us till this country that we love's undivided.
Yup. You either go to church or you're gonna go to hell. Get a job and work or you're gonna go to jail. I just kinda wish we didn't think like that. Why's it gotta be all white or all black? And when we gonna learn to try on someone's shoes sometimes?
That's right.
When we gonna start to see from someone else's eyes?
I think it's time to come together, you and I can make a change. Maybe we can make a difference, make the world a better place. Look around and love somebody, we've been hateful long enough. Let the good Lord reunite us till this country that we love's undivided.
Welcome back.
Undivided. But the question is, who defines terms? Who decides? That's always the question. All right, I want to go to the phones real quick. Top of the second hour of today's broadcast, this Wednesday, February 23rd, 2022. To the phones. Can we grab Renee? Can we do that?
Hello?
Hey. Howdy, howdy.
Hey.
Long time no chat.
Yeah, well, you know, there are some of us out here who saw such a drastic change from the Ron Paul days through the Trump days. It's almost like a kind of toxic virus took over. And a lot of us, I mean, it was drastic. It's so funny how tribal men are and how they kind of, it's worse than COVID, okay, how they catch these behaviors from each other. And when you have the leadership of someone like Ron Paul versus Trump, it was like somebody had flipped a light switch and the toxicity came on. And so I and a lot of others were really turned off. But the reason I'm calling today is because I see what's going on with this trucker thing. This is our last chance, and we can't screw it up. You know, because I see some really good people. Just one little plain old trucker in his cab. I heard him talking, and like he said, and see, the Canadians got this right. Oh, the Americans are going to screw it up. Okay, you can just bet on it. I wish I was wrong. I'm hoping. That's what I'm trying to prevent. You know, so in his cab, he's talking. He says, look, I'm just a plain old trucker. But he said, I'm going to tell you what. He says, the first person who makes this political ruins this for all of us. And I agree with him 100%. You know what's going to happen? You know, like I say, to me, you know, in the old days, everybody would have shown up with in the Fed flags. But no, you know what they're going to show up with now? I'll tell you what they're going to show up with. Let's go, Brandon. You watch, okay? The people who are going to mess this up are right-wing white men. Now, the double-digit IQ set out there is right now going, and Renee, she hates white men. No, because let me tell you, all the things I'm getting ready to mention are white men. But they're the white, they're the ones who are wise, because the thing is, you know, there's this white men, angry white men victimology. And I'll agree. Yeah, you are victims, okay? Not of who you think. You know, the thing is, when you look at Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates, and some of this stuff I'm going to mention, people have forgotten because they're so easily manipulated. Who is really their enemy? You know, there's a great piece on Inspired, okay, where Dr. Malone talks about. It's called Our Opponents Are Desperate. And he talks about the fascism and the corporatism and how Silicon Valley, the bankers, and our government, they're all going to collude together, and it's going to be ugly. Okay, so there's a great piece by Dr. Malone on Inspired. Our opponents are desperate. Then another, there's this guy. Oh, he reminds me of the old days. His name is Robert Sepehr. He's an anthropologist, okay? And he talks about a lot of the things we used to talk about in the old days. He put out a new one recently called Titanic, Secret of Jekyll Island. He features Eustace Mullins and G. Edward Griffin. Okay? Now, I want to point out to those who think, because I'll say some negative things about white men, I want to point out that all the positive things I'm saying right now are about white men. Okay? Because I'm tired of that BS. They can't handle it. If you say one thing about it, it's like, ooh, and some of them are the biggest crybabies. Okay? So the thing is, it's like any demographic group. You have good and you have bad. So the thing is, this piece by Robert Safar, an anthropologist, Titanic, Secret of Jekyll Island, and he even plays stuff by Eustace Mullins and G. Edward Griffin and gives the whole thing about how the three rich men on the Titanic who were against the Federal Reserve sunk with the Titanic, or some people think the Olympia, you know, and the boats were switched because it was damaged, and how, you know, he goes through the whole thing. Like I say, I highly recommend this piece because people need a reminder, Chris, of the old days. Because, you know, the thing is, your enemy isn't a little Marxist, probably a brown person who just wants a little more money in his paycheck so he can survive. Those were six white men, okay, elite, rich, white men who went to Jekyll Island to set up the Federal Reserve. And this is the third piece that people need to look at to refresh their memory. And I even remember John Stadtmiller promoting this. It's that movie, it's that documentary, JFK to 911. Everything is a rich man's trick. And too many people do not realize how these wealthy, elite, predominantly white men are the issue, okay, because they're so tribal and they can't face that. They're weak. They're weak, okay? So the thing is, if you look at those three pieces, because people's memories need to be revived, okay?
There's a lot of nuance in there that needs to be mentioned as well. You know, I think of Frederick Lindemann's words from Herod's The Prof. And, you know, what Lindemann was quoted as saying. And I think of Dick Gregory being asked, you know, who are black folks and who are white folks? You know, when he's talking about white folks the way that you're talking about these rich white men, there's a distinction. There is these people that you're talking about, and then there are a bunch of people who might, at a glance, look similar to the people you're talking about, but who couldn't be more different in
absolutely,
just about every way.
Absolutely.
And so the way that Dick Gregory used to make that distinction, I think he said something like, when I say white folks, I mean if you can pick up the phone and get a congressman on the phone or something like that, then that's the white folks I'm talking about, which is the white folks you're talking about.
Yes, and the thing is, I find so many people, like I said, I find Patriot Radio today, that's I quit listening. It wasn't good for my blood pressure, okay? Unrecognizable from the old days. Trump gave a lot of people brain worms, okay? The thing is, for people who call themselves Christian, followers of the moral and ethical teachings of Jesus Christ, to have fallen for that con man is unbelievable. And, you know, and like I say, mark my word, who is going to play the divide and conquer thing, you know, coming up with the truckers? They're not going to be as smart as Canada, because I've seen some of them. I've been following this closely on YouTube. And then you have that smart little Tucker that I quoted at the beginning, and then you have the other ones, okay? They're going to be there with the Trump flag. They're going to be there with the Let's Go Brandon flag. They're going to be there, one of them, I heard one of them say, yeah, we have to get justice. I don't remember her name, but it's the one that was shot going through the window of at the Capitol, okay? The thing is, these are the people that are going to make trouble and make us lose. That little trucker was right. Whoever makes this political is going to ruin this for all of us. And see, because I remember who pulled the mask was pulled off of a lot of patriots who just loved it when the anti-war Democrats crossed over to help us. And when they did Occupy Wall Street, nobody from our side wanted to go join with those people. The only person I saw going out every damn day to talk to those young people when this was supposedly our issue about corrupt banking. But no, well, we can't play well with others. So the thing is, Dylan Radigan would go every day and try to work with those young people, okay? And he's another one. He quit. He couldn't take any more either. You don't hear from him. He said, I'm done. And now he just works on his own private business.
Or
this,
maybe
if this
he
fails,
was
it will be the right
a little
wingers'
bit. Yeah.
Fault.
The nuance again, though, is you know all of these groups are usually influenced and therefore sort of led by the same kinds of forces. And so you know I would go back to what I was saying again about this groupthink, basically, and it's all. You know, these different groups, whether, you know, and your point about Trump, I mean, I consider him kind of a reality TV WWF president. He's a pawn in a game. And they're, you know, this is a game that the way that it's played, the folks who are playing it are masterful at presenting these puppets as different sides, but it's drawing everyone into the same conflict. Again, I think of, speaking of Eustace Mullins, I think of Ezra Pound talking about, you know, the technique of infamy, creating two lies and getting you arguing heatedly over which one of them is true. All of this leads people further and further into groupthink and more of a herd mentality. It's the same old Marxist, you know, conflict driven will to power,
nah,
Nietzschean will to power kind
both
of.
Both sides do it. Both sides. I won't play that. The left's more
it's a false dichotomy, though. That's the point.
Exactly.
The
and
sides
see, the
are
first,
contrived.
Whoever steps in the trap, I don't care if it's the left that's trap or the right that sticks its foot in the trap, where they have to, ooh, I got to push a little harder to make sure my side wins. They are the ones that split this up. That little trucker is right. I was so happy when I heard him say that, because it's that right-left paradigm that splits us where we lose every time. I don't care how much you disagree with the other side on this issue. If we don't stop this right here and now, between all the spying on us, the way they don't follow the law, and but by the time they link up all this technical and banking, the way they're shutting down people's bank accounts, if we don't stop this now, it's over. Just, you know, bend, lever up to kiss you behind goodbye, because I see this as our last chance. And that's what makes me angry, because I know who's going to show up. They just can't help themselves, okay? They're going to show up with their Trump and their Let's Go Brandon signs, which will start that whole divide and conquer, because it's going to alienate people. I would bet money.
Again,
it's
I would
not
say
going to be the
that
left
whoever
that's
shows
show up,
up
with partisan flags.
I would say whoever shows up in the fashion that you're talking about, most of the influential, and you go back to those, you know, whatever incident. Or shall we call it episode that has happened over the last just few years, last couple of years, or few years before that, usually the folks who are influential are paid by somebody, you know, whether it's the federal government sending FBI agents to the Capitol on January 6th, or all of these so-called riots that I would call episodes in the kind of Soros theatrical production It's all, you know, it's usually an op run by somebody, and those people
are little pawns in the game. Have to stop it. See, the Canadians were smart.
Now, the problem, though, is that if we view it as, if we view it as legitimate, yeah, the problem is if we view it as legitimate instead of an op, then we fall prey to it, and we start being led by that false dichotomy that Ezra Pound talked about, so...
Well, that's just it. Like I said, see, the Canadians are brighter than the Americans, okay? You say, because I would watch this close. They would not tolerate that. They knew better. They really are more educated, I think, on this whole right-left problem than we are. Because when they would see flags like that, they would kind of chase them out and say,
It is a false dichotomy, though. There is no right and left other than what has been presented essentially by the media and other outlets that these same folks are promoting. So if
you have to stop the dumb people from being in it. You see, you've got to somehow, you know, the other men are going to have to stand up and say, no, we're not tolerating this.
This is about America, and Americans, all of us. Right. But see how that feeds into the will to power paradigm. We have to stop. It's all, you know, it's always this groupthink, and we have to stop these people from doing it. If we all step back and we just start to do the right thing in our own private capacity, it's interesting how powerful that is. And there are some examples. Maybe I can share some stories of personal things I know about. I don't want to do that right now, but I need to get permission. But I'm aware of some situations where people have done that, and it has had powerful results. People, and it's usually, you know, you have to be a group. If you're the one person, then you're the lone wolf conspiracy theory nut. And I'm talking about real life stuff, not protests or whatever. But without getting into specifics, you know, two people saying, hey, I don't think this is right in a certain situation, you know, we'll call it a COVID sort of centric setting. And these people saying, this is what we're going to do. We're not going to try to force anybody else to do anything. And it has had powerful results. So that's something that no one is advocating for. And that's what I mean by the false dichotomy.
Well, you know, and something, like I say, I hope this is kind of a eureka moment for some people. See, the old-style alternative right radio couldn't stand, like, Rush Limbaugh and Fox News and stuff, okay? And the thing is, I want to point, but I found that divide kind of evaporate. And so the thing is, I want to point something out. You know, Air America failed financially almost immediately. See, I believe there was something behind Rush Limbaugh and his ilk, okay? And remember also, Fox News, that's Australian. Murdoch, that's an Australian, you know, part of the whole Queen's Commonwealth. They came over here to start that, which I'm suspicious of because of the whole Cecil Rhodes comments about wanting to get America back, okay?
Was it better when Roger Ailes was around, or is it better now?
Oh, I don't know. It's horrible.
Or is that
a
false dichotomy?
No telling, okay? But the thing is, this is the deal. Clear Channel, okay? Now, these are supposedly capitalists that want to make money, huh? How come Clear Channel, which changed its name because it got toxic to iHeartRadio. Okay, who's interest did it serve? Because it wasn't to make money. Because how come the last I looked, that they had to go into bankruptcy, but it's being drug out because they were $20 billion in debt. Now, who allowed that? Whose interest did that serve? Why did they want his voice to go out over the airwaves with at such a financial loss? If anybody thinks about it, these are supposedly capitalists. The only reason they would maybe want to do that is if, in the long run, they saw themselves making money out of it somewhere else or something. But there's something very suspicious about, because that man would cover maybe one, two, three topics, okay, in like 3 hours. But he would just remember what Bush said about, even admitted about repetition, and we just beat that like anger into the heads of people. And I know people that would listen to this all day, every day. Okay.
All right. On that note, we're headed into a break. Thank you, Renee, for calling. We got to grab other calls. Folks, we'll be right back. Stick around.
Your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction. A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
If you've retired, you don't have anything to worry about. It's the third time I've said that. I'll probably say it three more times. See, in my line of work, you got to keep repeating things over and over and over again for the truth to sink in, to kind of catapult the propaganda.
In my line of work, you got to keep repeating things over and over and over and repeating things and repeating things. You got to catapult the propaganda. Cue applause. This is Nazi Germany. I had a conversation yesterday. We'll go to the phones. We'll go back to the phones here in a second. But I had a conversation about some things that are happening in all over America. Let's just talk about, for example, what's happening in the healthcare system. I'd like to say hospitals, but it's so much bigger than that. We have to acknowledge. I'm not trying to use, you know, arch supervillain language, but actually I'm trying to invoke the Streisand effect, basically. It is the healthcare system at this point. It is a giant controlled system, and hospitals aren't really hospitals anymore, and people in the industry aren't really people in the industry anymore. It's just one giant conglomerate, and or it's a series of conglomerates that are being consolidated. They're in the process of, you know, hostile mergers and acquisitions, somewhat hostile, maybe not out here to the public, but behind the scenes. Anyway, what's happening? And, you know, there are some enclaves in that system that might be trying to do good things, but generally there's a lot of harm that's being done that seems to violate the Hippocratic Oath. And when I say seems, I'm being very generous. Perhaps you've seen it. I know some people have experienced it firsthand. I know several stories of folks who have been euthanized, I would say, and barely, you know, accidentally, possibly. Anyway, you know, systematic euthanization is kind of what it seems to amount to in many cases. And so the discussion arises, you know, who's responsible for this? People in leadership of the administrative monolith, or, you know, the boots on the ground? And the answer is yes. And that's the hard reality. There are a lot of people who are just doing their job, who, you know, we might not ascribe Nazi views to. However, they're just doing their job. And that's the Milgram experiment way, right, dear comrades? That's how it happens. That's what the Milgram experiment teaches us. The, you know, Philip Zimbardo, the Lucifer Effect, the Stanford Prison Experiment, Ponerology, et cetera, which obviously, you know, I guess I'm reminded of, you know, with Renee's call, because we've discussed that kind of stuff in the past. But it's interesting how it's easy to turn a blind eye when in reality we should call a spade, as the euphemism goes, and say, if you're not standing in opposition to the tyranny that your institution is imposing upon people, well, then you're kind of complicit, aren't you? So that's a bigger discussion, but I think it's very apropos, and that's one of the difficulties that we face in our confronting our own hypocrisy, I would say. And, you know, the last thing I'll say on this, you know, speaking of Renee mentioning GWB and the catapulting of propaganda back in 2005, he says, in my line of work, which reminds me of Ray Kroc with, what was it, the Harvard Business School kids? What business am I in? Now, that's easy. You make hamburgers. You're in the hamburger business, Ray. Nope. He was in the real estate business, he said. What is that all about? You have these corporations that exist so you can buy real estate. That was the idea. The kids were shocked. And so, you know, with that in mind, also it's interesting to think about Freddie Lampert, Skull and Bonesman Freddie Lampert, and the raiding of Sears, for example. Speaking of the real estate business. And so, you know, you have to ask, in my line of work, what line of work is he? The president? Is he an artist? Is he, what is his line of work? Stick around. We'll be right back.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people.
because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-in lift?
Our ease-off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the ease-off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my ease-off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Easeoff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Welcome back. I want to give you something. You know, so what are you trying to say? Chris, you sort of hinted certain things. I want to go back to the phones here in a second, but I wonder if we can play something real quick. Just sort of validates my point on this. Old Hollywood was interesting, speaking of, you know, old stuff. And Eddie Murphy in... Comedians Getting Coffee, what is it, in Cars? Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee, I think, is Jerry Seinfeld's deal, his little deal. And so that thing with Eddie Murphy, talking about Sammy Davis, you know, what business is George W. in? He's in the arch supervillain business and power and control for the sake of power and control, for the sake of more power and control, generally speaking. And So who's in charge of all of that? Well, I think Eddie Murphy answered that question speaking about Sammy Davis. And so, yeah, let's do that. This is Sammy Davis, or Eddie Murphy talking about Sammy Davis Jr.
You know what I realized about Sammy? That was coke. The whole thing with the mouth like this.
It was?
Think about it. He's that whole era is cocaine.
I don't know
and
anything
Sammy
about drugs.
Sammy is like this with that cocaine mouth, man. And the whole and the way he would laugh and hug and all that. He was totally coked up. That was all cocaine, man. That was a cocaine thing. Sammy told me he worshipped the devil. We were in Dan Tanner's on that restaurant with all the pictures of him. Sammy was like, you know, Satan is as powerful as God. And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? He says, why do you think there's so much anger in the world and killing and murder and Satan? And he saw my reaction to it, and he kind of lightened up on it. And he was like, and Dan Tanner's is dark, and it's the candles on the table, and Sammy's face over the candle. You know, Satan is as powerful as God. Yeah, Michael Jackson had his chimps.
I think that's closer to the truth than most people want to realize. All right, back to the phones. Fred in Iowa, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hello, Renee.
Morning, sir.
Hello, Renee.
Yeah.
The next time I talk to you, please give me equal time. Would you, honey? Think a lot of you. Chris, you're one of the top-notch guys in my book, in my opinion. And I'm not trying to curry favor with you. I haven't hardly listened to RBN in the last 2 months. And I'm not going to take up too much time, and I'll call later on in the week, and I'll have it all written down so I can verify everything I say. But everything, the second beast, that they accuse the other government is exactly the same thing they do. One example is, what the hell are we doing in Ukraine? Now, there isn't a president, king or queen in any country that's honest. It's impossible for a man or woman of truth and integrity to gain an office of power. And the way they got the, help me out here, Chris, the resection, the different areas in a city and for voting, you know, to keep, the Democrats do it and the Republicans do it. What do they call that?
Are you talking about vote harvesting or vote suppression?
No, when they set up different
sections, oh, you're talking about gerrymandering.
Yeah, but that ain't the word for it. You know, when you take a look at a map of a city and they got it diagrammed off in different neighborhoods, you know.
Redistricting. Right.
Okay. What that does, and the, both parties, Democrats and Republicans, do it.
Right, because there are no sides. It's a false dichotomy.
Right. And that means the incumbent will hold office on either or Democrats or Republicans. An honest man or woman, it's an impossibility to gain office. Or any office of power. Now, in 08, I was a representative to the Republican convention in a small town in Iowa. And the ignorance, Ron Paul supporters could hardly get a word in. And the governor then, or the second in command, she's in office now. Okay. In 2016, before the election, I said I'd never vote again in my life for president of the United States. I may vote for Kay Reynolds, or the governor of Iowa, because she's been trying in a way to get rid of this COVID BS. Now,
yeah.
If the Russians were in Cuba, boy, would you hear all these, as Renee says, white men and women and black men and women, brown and every color. Well, get them out of here. We got to go to war. Okay, we're over there, and their Cuba is the Ukraine. And I'm not saying that Putin is a nice guy, and he's ever been as bad as any president we've had in the last 50 years. So I'm not standing up for communism or socialism. And I'm sure against communism and fascism. We got fascism now. Mm-hmm. And with Second Beast gains world power, and that means when the Ukraine goes, NATO, and what's the other one they call it now, besides NATO, that will really stymie the other a-hole, Putin. But that'll give power to the Second Beast militarily worldwide. And when that
Revelation
happens,
13.
You got her, my friend.
Yeah, and for those who... Can I just do a spoiler for those who, you know, don't follow or haven't listened to what you've been saying for years?
Please,
the second
do.
Beast is America.
Thank you. And the first beast, well, before I say this, the first beast, the second beast is America. And it gives its power unto the first beast. And the first beast of Revelation 13 is the Roman Catholic papal system. Now, I'm a Protestant Christian. And I am not bum-wrapping Catholics at all. I couldn't be a Christian and want to see death for anybody. And our First and Second Amendment, the right to your opinion and speech and to...
Can I just make a distinction here, though? Like,
sure, please do.
Renee,
jump in anytime.
The nuance, again, is, and I think this speaks to what you're saying about you don't wish anybody, you know, it's not a rant against Catholics, there's always a distinction. There's always, in this case, shall we call it, the laity and the intriguers. There's always the sheep and the wolves, the wheat and the chaff, that kind of thing. And so the wolves have mastered the art of masquerading among the sheep, and in so doing, concealing themselves, but also oftentimes vilifying the sheep. And you know, I think that's
the
distinction.
Well said, but they started this in 538 A.D.
Mm-hmm.
And they got stomped on in 1798. That was when the French Revolution, and they took the General Berthier, the French general, incarcerated the beast of Revelation, and he died while incarcerated. And that happened in 1798. That's re-prophesized in the Bible. And that's why I tell people, beg people, to study your Bible. And practically everybody needs help. And I'm going to guide you where you're going to get the best help, like I guide anybody that I talk to about RBN. I talk about Hinckley. So I've got two people that I hold dear. Respect, admiration, love. They have courage and integrity and honesty. Now, I was going to call a few days back and ask for a half hour, so I'm not going to be on very much longer. I'm going to cut it short. I don't want to have it all together, but later on. And Renee, listen. Oh, and John in Tennessee, you know, I listen in every now and then. Keep it up, buddy. Keep it up. Keep it up, John in Tennessee. I love you, man. But think about it. And this one issue I'm talking about is we should not be in Ukraine. But Renee made mention of the white men. Well, she's correct, but I would say they're ignorant. Like the vast majority of men and women and any color or race you want to talk about, they're ignorant. And I strongly suggest that you go and study the Hegelian dialectic. Okay, here it goes. Be people off or not. And you know what I'm probably going to say. Is go to amazingdiscoveries.org. And if nothing else, they give one of the best explanations of the Hegelian dialectic. So that's what's happening to all the white men and the white women and the black men and the black women and the brown men and so on and so on.
Right. It's a clash of civilizations. It's the cultural war that's being fomented and provoked that guys like Huntington have written about.
Right, by the first and second beast.
Yeah, and which now, is why I played that clip of Eddie Murphy talking about Sammy Davis and, you know, what he said, and why do you think there's so much anger in the world and killing and murder, and Eddie said it. I mean, that was a really provocative thing. I was surprised the first time I heard that.
Well, I better say this for the next time, but I've been listening to I always call it the idiot box, but it's the brainwash box or the deception box. And how it's manipulated by these talking heads and these gals with their skirts up to their bottom, you know, and the yapping men and the same jargon, the same story over and over and over and over and over again and again. But most people are ignorant because they don't know their Bible. It's not a big thing to them. Now, I'm damn nearly 85 years old, and it was a different world when I was a kid and a young man. And I was an ignorant ass. And I never started to gain any wisdom until about 20 years ago. I was a dumb, ignorant ass for about 60 years. But the way you possibly may gain wisdom and knowledge and understanding of knowledge, it takes faith, trust, obedience, Ten Commandments. You can't do it by yourself. No man or woman can. It's Christ. You've got to ask for help. So you have to have faith, trust, obedience, love, worship, Christ.
And obedience will increase your faith and trust, as Jesus pointed out in Luke 17, for example. It's, you know, obedience is, and again, it's who decides, you know, which
right.
I think is at the heart of this whole, you know, controversy, right. if you will, anyway.
Correct, and that's repentance. But to do this thing, you have to have the guts, the courage to look at yourself. And when you start to understand these things about Christ and yourself, then when you listen or watch the Idiot Box or the Propaganda Box or the Deception Box, you can see, you can understand. It's all written down, prophecy. In other words, history written in the future. Okay, I love you, man. And Renee, I love you, honey. And next time I call, now give me a little time to talk to you, okay? And John in Tennessee, keep up the good work. And I'm done, Chris. I'll be talking to you later. I'm still living. bye-bye. And bye-bye.
Thanks for your call, Fred. Much appreciated, as always. Pat, sorry we missed you. You know, for whatever reason, this also calls to mind, speaking of studying history, I haven't even gotten into there was the deal that the video that World Economic Forum posted what is that titled? Hope to maybe address that. At, you know, speaking of Jedi mind tricks and all of this kind of nonsense, the video they posted, World Economic Forum posted over the weekend about the placebo effect, and a corresponding article, which is interesting. Anyway, there's that. I was going to get back to that in relation to all of this other stuff, and people don't realize we just. In simple terms, the spoiler on that is the same forces and the language. Well, I'll just give you the language real quick that was used in the video. What to know about the placebo effect? Placebo treatment has been proven to relieve depression, fatigue, pain, allergies. How the placebo effect can help us better? How it can help us get better? Excuse me. And so in the video. You probably heard of the placebo, It's a fake medical treatment. Okay, that's honest. Placebo effect shows the powerful role that belief can play in healing. This effect may be triggered by factors in the wider context, such as the positive expectation we associate with treatment, trust in the doctor-patient relationship, and the rituals, interesting choice of words, involved in taking medicine. It can even work when patients know they are receiving a placebo. So what is the implied there that it works when you don't know? And so to that, I would say, do people realize that, you know, the same forces that in a group, the same forces that are at work, well, I guess let me put it this way. The same forces that are at work in the placebo effect are precisely the same forces in a group that are required for, or that are required in a group for mass psychosis. So if you're getting, if you're sort of grooming people to think like this, again, this is a meta sort of concept. It's information about information. And if you're doing that, you're grooming people for the next pandemic that Bill Gates says is right around the corner. Or is it the next Jedi mind trick? So it's interesting. Anyway, with what Fred was saying, I'll probably talk about that stuff tomorrow because I think it's very timely and very prescient. So I'm reminded for whatever reason of Sabbatai Zevi, the Sabbatean saboteur and seditionist. And if you go to his Wikipedia entry, I mean, that's an interesting read that will probably lead you to other things if you're not familiar. But it's February still, and as the story goes, February 1666, speaking of history, upon arriving in Constantinople, but now it's Istanbul, not Constantinople, he declared himself God. And so, you know, that's an influential figure, shall we say. Even Wikipedia says whose followers subsequently were known as Donme converts or crypto Jews. Where is it? Even Wikipedia says a Kabbalist, Zevi, who was active throughout the Ottoman Empire, claimed to be the long-awaited Jewish Messiah. Was the founder of the Sabbatean movement. Why are we even talking about him today? Why am I? Sedition comes to mind, and I think, you know, I would call guys like Etzioni and Klaus Schwab Sabbatean seditionists in a manner of speaking. Then you got Jacob Frank, another one of these characters continuing the same nonsense, and as Wikipedia says, a heretical Sabbatean movement. And then there's the question, even Wikipedia asks, who is a Jew, which Jesus, you know, and I'm sure that, I would imagine, I should say, I would guess that Zevi probably didn't spend much time in Colossians, didn't have much use for it, or Revelation, especially chapters 2 and 3, verses 9 and 9. But I digress. Paul answered the question for Wikipedia in Romans 2 and Romans 9, I would say. And, you know, it's a spiritual issue. And above all, I suppose I would say it's a Romans 14 issue. Each man must be fully convinced in his own mind. And the question is always, who decides? Where do you go for answers? And if those kids in the garden could be deceived in Genesis 3, then I suppose we all, the rest of us, ought to be on our guard, especially since Jesus warned us to be. See to it that you not be deceived. I hope it was informative. As always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Take care. God bless. We'll catch you on the other side.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.